Well, Yankee fans, you're going to have your turn to be excited or complain about your broadcast. It was just announced who's broadcasting for the New York Yankees in their American League Divisional Series against the Kansas City Royals.
Let's hear it.
Who? I'd be rolling torpedoes, get blunted with Rostis, and for a hefty fee, I'm on your record, like Bob Costas.
That's right. And I, for one, am very excited that Bob Costas is doing this.
You're excited? Feel these nipples!
But you know what's crazy? As excited as I am, the last time Bob did Yankee games, Yankee fans did not like America, didn't like Bob Costas.
Why?
They didn't like him.
We live in a culture that in many ways grows more stupid and graceless by the moment.
So I want Yankee fans to know Bob Costas is broadcasting your games on TBS. Sean, would you like to comment on behalf of all Yankee fans?
I got to be honest with you. Everybody zigs, I zag on Bob Costas. I love when he pulls Yankee games.
There you go. You know,
I love Bob. So it's just I worked with him when I was at NBC. So I think he's awesome.
Look. Does the story time with Bob Costas, as you're like, does that wear on you? No doubt about it. I absolutely got angry 2 years ago. But for me, Bob Costas is like the last thing left in baseball that gives me 90s Yankee vibes. So when he calls a game, I channel my youth and I get nostalgia out of it. So I'm okay with it, but just the story time's going to get cut down a little bit.
I love the story times. I really do.
No, it's enough.
Now, the problem Bob is facing is that it's tougher to do story times these days with the pitch clock. And this is our first postseason with the pitch clock with our teams playing. I don't know if you guys realize that, because last year, and I think most of New York didn't watch the playoffs last year because the Yankees and the Mets weren't there. Like, you barely watched. Maybe you watched very, very casually. This is the first time where the pitch clock is involved in the postseason, and I've certainly noticed it over these first few games against Milwaukee. The games fly. So one of the negatives that Bob's going to face is if he's telling us a story about the late 70s Yankees-Royals rivalry, which I can't wait to hear. I wasn't old enough for it. I can't. Give it to me, Bob.
Yeah.
Give me all the stories.
It is worth monitoring. If Bob Costas is calling the games, you will get hammered playing the do a shot every time he mentions the Pine Tar game situation.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, I like getting drunk, so that's fine. But he's going to do it a lot.
I like stories. Tiki, don't you like stories about baseball's past?
There's nothing wrong with a story.
No. Yeah. Here's the problem with a story. And it's no different than interviewing somebody with an out
stories?
In the night. I don't hate stories. I hate stories if a game is 2-1 in the sixth inning and I'm biting my nails. It's not time for me to go down memory road of the 70s. I want to know what you think about who's warming up in the pen and how the hell are we going to get 12 more outs.
What if he's already given you that?
Then lay it out. By the way, you're allowed to not say anything on TV.
It's hard to do.